the EU has always been a supporting counterpart of Zimbabwe's economy for quite a long time, and those relationships have to be built up, especially in the advent that we are in an inclusive government where a lot of things have been going through, especially during this transition. And for us, we don't expect that when ZANU-PF comes back home together with other delegation, they will come back home with a Zimbabwe that is off the sanction list of the EU, but at least would have built up on breaking up the silence that has always been there.
Mr. Mufukari, even as we look at the economy, the EU has indeed been a supporter of Zimbabwe. What is your view on these talks? Will they assist the country further?
We sincerely hope they will result in a better understanding, and that this better understanding can then be used to eventually reach a political settlement. But the issues are really very clear. The EU is saying you implement what you have already agreed on, and then we will take you as a normal country. And somehow we are unable to implement that which we ourselves have already agreed to. So that is really where the whole problem is.
Mr. Chisi, as Mr. Mufukari was pointing out, Zimbabwe itself is going to these meetings without completing their agreement in terms of reforms. Does this affect their change in terms of sanctions?
The challenge that we have here is that the three parties that have gone to Brussels actually agree on a common messaging to say this is what we're going to be saying in Brussels. Apparently, I don't even think that is the notion of things and how things stand. And because of that misunderstanding or deliberate way of misunderstanding, definitely would affect the talks themselves. At the end of the day, the MDCs have got their own issues with ZANU-PF back home, and they would want those things to be done well. And globally, ZANU-PF has been accused of causing all these problems within Zimbabwe, and they have to be seen to be changing in terms of their attitude and their behavior around implementation of the global political agreement. So that failure alone for Zimbabwe to go to Brussels as a team that is holistic and that is looking at the same goals and same vision would definitely affect the nature of the talks and also the outcome of those talks. Within the EU bloc, there are also countries that are saying it's high time we remove sanctions, but sanctions are based on certain principles of implementation of the global political agreement.
Mr. Mufukari, speaking on the issue of the economy, we see that the indigenization laws, along with the issue of diamonds, have affected many players into coming into the country. What must Zimbabwe do to engage people to assist in the economy?
Zimbabwe needs external assistance, either in the form of foreign direct investments, or in the form of partnerships, or some assistance coming from outside. Now, people look at the policies that we are pursuing within our economy and decide whether or not they want to be party to that. And at the moment, people are voting with their feet. They are obviously not impressed